innocent or guilty. The fact that the majority of persons brought to trial for mercy killing are usually found innocent suggests that the law against it exists only on the books or in theory. But this isn't quite true. Case records indicate that the wheels of justice do not always grind evenly. While Lester M. Zygnamiak was acquitted, Harold Mohar of Pennsylvania, involved in a similar case, was not. Mohar was convicted of voluntary manslaughter for killing his blind, cancer-stricken brother, who had pleaded with him to do so. He was sentenced to from 3 to 6 years in prison and fined $500. As a result of such uncertain consequences, many healthy people have become concerned over their right to die. If stricken with a severe mental or physical disability, they want to be assured that their lives will not be prolonged artificially by medical technology.